the candidates for doctoral, master's, and professional degrees, and the candidates for baccalaureate degrees.
Thank you.
of the class of 1960, returning to celebrate their 50th class reunion. to the spring commencement ceremony of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The members of the UNC Chapel Hill Air Force ROTC will present the colors. Catherine Margaret Park, candidate for the Bachelor of Music degree, will lead us in the singing of the national anthem. Please rise. Be seated. Good morning. Today we continue a tradition that began in 1798 when the first seven graduates received their diplomas. 212 years later, there are more than 5,630 of you. 3,347 undergraduates, 1,397 master's students, 262 doctoral graduates, and 624 professional students. This is your day. And all of us join you in this celebration of your academic achievement. Today is also Mother's Day, so I extend a very special welcome to all the mothers in the audience. Please join me in showing our gratitude to them. I'd also like for all of us to thank the citizens of North Carolina for their generous support of this university and the entire UNC system. In good times and bad, this state has made higher education a priority. In this economy, tough choices have to be made. And as I look out over this beautiful sea of light blue today, I see the value of investing in the future. This year's graduating class includes seven students who have completed the requirements for UNC's joint degree program with the National University of Singapore. Along with one person who graduated in December, they are the first students to earn degrees through this program. Carolina is proud to have this valuable relationship with one of the most prestigious universities in Asia. The class of 2010 also includes 17 seniors who yesterday receive their commissions as ensigns and second lieutenants in the Navy, Army, and Air Force. These young men and women will leave Chapel Hill for active duty. They join other Tar Heels, students, alumni, faculty, and staff who are already serving on active duty or in the reserves. Our thoughts and prayers go with all of them. To all the members of the class of 2010, thank you for your support of the senior campaign. The class officers and marshals endorsed the University Library Endowment, and all senior gifts counted in the campaign. Over 1,000 seniors made gifts to many areas across campus. Thank you. Joining me on the platform today are a number of distinguished people. I will introduce them now, and please hold your applause until all have been recognized. Winston Crisp, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs. Steve Mattson, Dean of the Graduate School. McKay Coble, Professor of Dramatic Art and Chair of the Faculty. Keith Lee, President of the Graduate and Professional Student Federation. Maggie Stafira, President of the Senior Class of 2010. And Sebastian Williams, Vice President of the Senior Class of 2010. It is now my honor to introduce Hannah Gage of Wilmington, North Carolina, Chair of the Board of Governors of the University of North Carolina. Ms. Gage will be presenting the Board of Governors Excellence in Teaching Award. Hannah Gage.